News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A 15% EU-US tariff deal is preferable to a ruinous trade war, according to the Taoiseach. Talks, though, continuing on the finer details, including the potential exemptions for key sectors. Now, will pharma be among them? We're joined by Cathal Friel, chairman and co-founder of Poolbeg Pharma. Cathal, thanks indeed for coming into us. I'm just reading the front pages of the Indo and the Irish Times today. The Irish Times headline says pharma tariffs will not exceed 15%, says Taoiseach. The Indo headline is Ireland in the dark over fate of pharma. There seems to be confusion as to what's going to happen.
Yeah, Shane, I think the general view is from the EU, the deal the weekend, that was to include everything. Typical with the Bush, or the Trump administration.
The Trump administration.
Reminds me of the old George Bush. They seem to constantly chop and change their mind. I think the reality is this is the least worst deal. Look, it could be a lot worse. There could have been a trade war. There could have been 30 or 40%. I think this is the benefit of the EU. They made a decision. It's pragmatic. Take the deal that's on the table. And then everything in America, there is opt-outs. They're already talking about zero rates on generics. They're also talking about one moment to say pharma is in it, then they're saying they're out of it. I think the reality is America needs to import an awful lot of pharmaceutical products from Ireland because they can't manufacture them at home. So I don't see tariffs getting much higher than 15% on pharma in Ireland.
That's your best guess, 15%.
Absolutely.
So tell us, can 15%, can the Irish pharmaceutical sector live with that, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Irish pharmaceutical sector was bracing itself for this 30%. I think Trump has done his deal. And he's got to focus. He's got other deals to do. I think his focus now will be in China. His focus will be on other parts of the world. He still has open wounds, one would say, with Mexico, his nearest partner, and the Canadians. So I think with the Europeans that have done the deal. Bear in mind, the pharma plants here in Ireland are predominantly biologics. Eli Lilly put $2.5 billion into Limerick and Cork last year. And the CEO said the only reason that wasn't tax was the only place in the world who could get biologic staffs that couldn't get them in America. So I think there's going to be no big exit.
Explain to us biologics, sorry.
Yeah, most of the pharma. Ireland's been very smart over the years. They keep moving up. Started at basic pharma.
Yeah.
And in recent years, biologic is the really expensive, injectable, modern drugs. Ultra expensive. A lot of them, 50,000, 100,000 per year. They're manufactured here, and they're manufactured almost like in a chemical process. It's almost like brewing. Traditional pharmaceuticals are pills. Modern pharmaceuticals, particularly the oncology treatments, are biologics, very, very technical. So the big reality is the pharma industry in Ireland, which is huge, is not going to be leaving overnight. But the reality is, I think the government has to wake up to America is becoming more protectionist. America's been more isolationist. Europe is a vastly bigger world. We're 540 million between the EU and the UK. America is only 340. We're 50% bigger. So I think with the Irish government, less regulations, focus on building more indigenous Irish companies, the pharma are here to stay. But the big thing is, I think FDI is going to slow down. There's not going to be a wave. There's been a wave after wave of inbound FDI. Those waves are not coming. But the reality is, it is business as usual. And pharma, back to those biologics, it's a high-margin business. Absolutely, they can cope with 15%.
Okay. And you agree then with Dennis O'Brien, who says we need to start, you know, putting our eggs into different baskets and looking at the developing our indigenous sector more?
Absolutely. If you think, and people should look closer to home, the whole idea of Brexit in the UK was Singapore and the Thames. It never worked because the UK is 70 million people. Singapore is 5. However, Ireland should follow the Singapore of Europe, basically. Less regulations, focus on enterprise. And Dennis O'Brien is absolutely on the money. We need to build more Kerry groups, more Ryanairs, more Paddy Powers, etc. I think the
more Poolbeg Pharmas.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I have my own one. But yeah, no, we've developed a number of small groups, a number of public companies of Ireland over the years. Amrit Pharma went up to almost 800,000 staff at its peak within 4 years. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, this is a wake-up time for the government. I keep emphasising that we've been a brilliant 40 years of FDI, built the country, but now there needs to be equal emphasis on building indigenous Irish industry.
Cathal Friel, chairman, co-founder of Poolbeg Pharma, thanks for coming into us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.